This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On 610 with Pendergast to run the show.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty Show and T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, have the latest. And the latest is today. You missed it. 3 o'clock. We did our weigh-in. And our first weigh-in, and I weighed in at 310.8. Clint Ray weighed in at 261.2. Tyler weighed in at a buck 90. I think all of us were a little bit heavier than we thought.
Yeah, I think it's safe.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, for me it is. I want to speak for you guys.
I had no idea, but I mean, that was...
I too had no idea.
But yeah. A little bit more. But no, we're all going to jump on this thing, and we'll weigh in next Tuesday again. It will be every Monday at 3 o'clock on The Drive, but next Tuesday, because of Memorial Day weekend, we won't be here. And Clint said he believes he's got 10 pounds in it.
I got 10 pounds in 8 days.
What do you think's the real for me? Because I want to get out of the threes. I want to have a two.
I think that's easy.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the first you change your diet today. I think the first 10 pounds falls off in 5-6 days.
Yeah.
I think you're below three by the weekend. Now, what you do between weekend and Tuesday, we'll see.
Memorial Day.
That's right.
And Monday can get you. Get me on that Traeger.
Yeah. Then first that for me. And I know you have a similar problem as well. The simple water retention. The way that I retain water, man. And most people do that when you don't eat healthy and you drink. You know, you usually retain too much water. And it'll fall off you fast.
Yeah. So we'll see. I'm hoping to be two something. Texting and coming in. Damn, y'all are fat asses. Thanks for your support again. We appreciate you and
appreciate that.
Everything that you're doing in your life. And I hope you're as fit as can be.
I mean, just from that remark, I'll challenge anything athletic you'd like right now. 262. Anything you'd like.
Just for that remark, I'll challenge you anything athletic.
Anything athletic you want.
Anything you want. Tyler, stop.
Tyler's giving these double birds. Well,
what?
Yeah, he's got the poles out.
I don't appreciate it.
Come ahead, man. No, man, it'll be a good time. No, it's good. Coming in next Tuesday, we'll do our weigh-in. All right, the Astros, they're going to go to play in, which will be the first of two different ballparks that they're going to play in that are minor league ballparks. They're going to play at George Steinbrenner Stadium, which the Tampa Bay Rays are using in Tampa as their home stadium. As obviously, if you remember during that hurricane, their roof was blown the hell off. And so they're going to be playing there right now. And It gets about I think they can hold up about $9,000 in that piece.
All right.
So we'll see about 9-10. So normal game against the Rays who don't really feel.
I mean, look, I think there's a lot of teams. To be honest with you, on a nightly basis, could probably remove about half their seats and their crowd would look a little better.
Yeah, maybe. You know what I mean? Yeah. They said they're really having a blast in Sacramento with the A's. Finally got to that city.
Isn't the Rams Stadium in L.A., isn't it smaller? Isn't it significantly smaller than normal
stadium? SoFi?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But was that the one they were playing in that was smaller?
They were playing in the Coliseum before they got that.
No, that was not it. I think it's smaller than normal.
It might be, but a lot of stadiums are doing that now. They're putting more boxes in, you know, how about that?
Yeah,
and taking out.
SoFi is 70,000.
Oh, it's bigger than I thought.
Yeah.
Why did I think there was a time when they were playing in a small venue? Was it the Chargers?
Yo, the Chargers. In that soccer stadium
from when they were transitioning from San Diego to LA.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, they wouldn't allow them to play on the Coliseum too. They're playing in that soccer stadium. Yeah. They'll play in Tampa tonight, and here is the starting lineup. And it's Jeremy Peña, Paredes, and Altuve. That's right. That is flipped now. Paredes is in the two spot. Altuve's in the three spot. Tyler, with crack information, the last time he's hit third is in 2020 during the COVID season. That's the last time Altuve's hit, I'm guessing, outside of the one or two hole since 2020. Christian Walker, who is looking to get back on track, and hell, the Astros have highlighted his ass in this thing.
Put him on the graphic, baby.
Put him on the graphic and highlighted him. Yiner Diaz is the DH hitting behind him. You ain't lying, boy. I could see Yiner getting pushed up into that four spot soon if this thing continues. Victor Caratini is catching tonight behind the dish. Jake Myers in center field. Cam Smith is back in the lineup. Chaz McCormick will round it off.
There.
Hitting ninth.
DeZenzo getting a rest day.
Yeah, DeZenzo getting a rest day. Yeah,
resting these nuts, Tyler.
There he is. Yep.
These nuts.
long weekend in Arlington. Got to rest him.
When you're dealing with all that, you got to rest him.
Zach looks like a guy that'd tear up Dallas.
Yeah. Got him.
Text line rolling through. Altuve won the MVP in the three holes. So your thoughts on that? Him hitting in the three spot right now. It feels like he can hit anywhere, but your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I like it a lot, man. I understand why he was the leadoff. I get it. The untouchable leadoff has always been kind of silly to me. When we'd have conversations about where Altuve should hit, I have no problem with him sliding down the lineup. I love Jeremy Peña. It's easy to love right now, swinging the bat as well as he has. Coming off a rest day, I believe, or did he rest yesterday? Or did he rest Saturday? He got a rest day at some point in this series, but. You know, his speed at the top of the lineup, Paredes is, you know, Joe Espada keeps talking about the quality at bats, the number of pitches that he's seeing. He's swinging it really well. Those guys moving up and Altuve moving more into, the third or fourth hole in the lineup, I would have zero problem with that whatsoever.
Yeah, the thing is,
aggressive, come out of your shoes, I mean, that's a tough watch for me in this top of the lineup. So it makes more sense down there when with runners on.
Yeah, the interesting thing with Peña got the day off yesterday, so Brady's hitting the leadoff spot yesterday. But the thing that's interesting is, like, now this seems like more of a move. Like, yesterday seems like, all right, we want to get Peña a day off, and we're going to swing some things around.
Yeah.
Today seems like this may be something that they go to. Like, this may, while Alvarez is out, this may be something they go to, which is interesting because Paredes has been swinging the bat pretty well in that three spot. You wonder what's the reason for a change there. And it, you know, he's got multiple home runs. Obviously, it worked out great yesterday as he came up and got the big three run shot yesterday. But it is interesting how often they wake up and they're, you know what, man, let's have some fun here, man. Let's shake this thing up a bit here. Let's leave, as someone texted earlier, let's keep Christian Walker right there in fourth spot.
Exactly right.
But let's swing Altuve up and down this piece, man. Yeah. Let's have some fun with this.
We're going to make this thing dance all around that four hole. That's right, but don't you touch Christian Walker now.
Colton Gordon's getting a start tonight. This is his second start. He was able to get himself out of dicey situations in his first start against the Royals last week. But we'll see what he's able to do against Tampa.
Yeah.
And hopefully he gets going.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because they're going to need him in the lineup. So they get going here a little bit after we get done. So big East Coast time zone, a little earlier start. So see if they can get this thing going as they sit 24-22. Two games above 500 right now.
5 o'clock fire.
All right. Yesterday, a lot happened in the sports world, including Scottie Scheffler. The world's number one continues as he wins the PGA Championship. And this is his first PGA Championship. And he wins that bad boy going away by five strokes. It was funny. They started off a little funky. He was the one that was able to hold it together from round one, where they had a weird inning. Rory double bogeyed at 16, but he held through. And then by Saturday, Clint, it seemed like he took control of the tournament and into Sunday. And we're right now in the middle of witnessing a really amazing run. He's got 15 wins on the PGA Tour right now. Now three majors and the two that he held. We just saw Rory get the career Grand Slam. He's got two to go, and it's the next two majors, the U.S. Open and the British Open. So Scottie Scheffler is showing why he is in maybe the most dominant run we've seen since Tiger.
Yeah, he's dominant, man. He's fun to watch. I think as we were talking a little earlier just about Scottie Scheffler and who he is and how does he move you and does he draw you and all that. There's something about Scottie for me. Now I did not plug into this tournament. I had hands full, but the part of Scottie that always draws me to the team.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
TV is what you mentioned when he's in contention but not in the lead, and you know he's hunting people down. He's so consistent, he's so precise, he just very rarely makes major mistakes and damn sure doesn't compound them back to back, that when he's hunting down lesser golfers, it's fun to watch them crumble and him just stay steady. That's the appeal of Scottie Scheffler. It's not the Tiger Woods greatness or you talk about Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau, the personalities are totally different. Like it's the hunt. It's the guy that's just so damn consistent that if you make any mistakes at all, you can't compete with him.
Yeah, he's not the – I think for him to draw interest, he is going to really need a foil, like somebody – and hopefully Rory, like they both won the first two majors. If we can get a situation where Rory gets rolling at the U.S. Open, the next major, and because he's not somebody that draws you alone, right? Yeah. Like he feels I said it earlier under my breath, but he feels very Pete Sampras-like. And Pete Sampras didn't get you rolling by himself, but if you throw Andre Agassi's crazy ass across the way from him, then you're like, oh, yeah. I'm into it. Like, he's just, like, as you said, his personality is very Jokic, Tim Duncan, like, hey, man, I'm going to be great.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be consistent. I'm not going to wow you. I'm not going to do it, but I'm just going to come out there and bam, and I'm always there, and I'm always there, and I'm always there, and I win tournaments.
Well, his personality on top of it, too, is exactly what you just said. He self-admittedly is boring. You know what I mean? It's just like he doesn't make a big deal about what he does. And so that part of it is just kind of like, eh. I mean, you appreciate good golf. You can turn it on any time that Scotty's out there, and you're going to see it. And I mean, because he's going to be in the mix. I think as he gets closer, as you said, the career Grand Slam, I think the appeal turns up a little though.
Yeah, he's not like Wyndham Clark, who's firing his driver into the crowd. You know, Wyndham had to apologize today for that.
Did he?
Yeah, he apologized for letting his frustrations get the best of him and dangerously flinging his driver after a poor tee shot during the final round of the PGA Championship. Maybe Scotty tossed him a good one.
Well, I think Scotty really let the arrest last year die on the vine. I mean, that could have got really drawn out and really. I mean, Scotty could have shown up in
an orange jumpsuit,
orange or stripes or whatever you want to. Man, he should have done it this year at the because it wasn't this the 1 year anniversary.
Yeah. If he did, like, you know, Tiger's got his Sunday red and he just had his Sunday orange.
Showed up like. In all orange, like all he had to do was borrow it from old buddy. What's Ricky Fowler? Ricky Fowler wears that Puma stuff all the time. Oklahoma State all orange.
I wanted a one piece, like a zip, like a zip up,
romper.
Yeah, like a zip up.
Yeah, see if he'd have done something like that.
Inmate Scheffler on the back. Yeah, that man. They probably would have. Yeah, and Nike.
That would have been that kind of thing would really now it'd be outside the bounds of golf, but it would really push. It would really push, the guy to see TV.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.